In the Bible, we learn that there is an outcome to the end of life after we are judged that God speaks of in relationship to what will happen eternally to our souls. That outcome is referred to in several different ways. I'm reminded of Matthew 25, where it mentions there that there were those who would go away into everlasting punishment. On the other hand, there are those who would be righteous who would go on into eternal life. If we consider the two outcomes that are mentioned here that also are really referred to throughout the Bible, we find that clearly there is a desire that we should have to do our best to know what the outcome will be. For as we live today, as we accomplish the things of today for the name and in the name of God and for the sake of God, then what we're striving to do is to make sure that we secure the outcome that we want, not to be lost eternally, but to be saved eternally. With that in mind, I think we have the answer given to us by Jesus Christ himself in the great Sermon on the Mount. There in Matthew, we find again in chapter 7, the great encouragement about two paths that can be considered. Which way will we go in life? Which direction?